Yichud Ba'alocha. So I sort of pulled it out. It has my path in the back in the order of the Shulchan Aruch.
Shir Yud Zayin. Shir Yud Zayin.
Shaila Taka was, if you have a bar test, an animal falls in, and it dies, are you totally potter? You're totally potter. Maybe you should at least pay for the hezek. The animal died. But at least pay something. You don't have to pay for the death of the animal because it's not usual for an animal to die in a bar test. Not normal. But pay something for the hezek. What are you going to pay? That's a good question. I'll tell you what he brings. He brings a machlokes rishonim. He brings that the shita mukubetzes b'shem the Rabbeinu Yonasan says that if you have a bar test, an animal falls in. The example he gives, the animal falls in and it breaks its leg in the bar and then it dies. You pay for the hezek of a broken leg. You pay for the fact that it died, if it was zero or only like in the veila, you don't pay. But for the broken leg, for that you do pay. Very mistaber. I think to most of us it would be a davar mistaber. It's hard to figure out why do you pay, but if there was a specific injury, which usually there is, animals don't just fall in and die, they get injured. So for this specific injury you pay al tezik, if it would have lived with that injury, what it would be. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yonasan. The Meiri, he says, no, you're pata lagamri. Meiri says you're pata lagamri. And between me and you, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds that way. Shulchan Aruch says pater. It doesn't say, and there are no asterisks that tell you but. No buts. Sounds like you're totally pater. If I'm correct, I think most of us are more comfortable with Shita. I think we're much more comfortable saying that you have something. Well, strange that the animal falls and breaks its leg. If it lives, I have to pay for the broken leg. If it dies, I'm off the hook. But this is straight, it doesn't shrink.
What's the value?
Broken leg has a certain value.
What's the dying?
After the dying, I really should pay for the dying. I'm off the hook for the dying.
So if you're funded from the dying, then that's the problem with the animal. If there's a broken leg, so you're losing productivity because it has a broken leg. Right. Whatever can do with a broken leg. But if it totally dies,
then
you've lost everything. So you're
chayef
for that.
Well, I'm not chayef for the dying, because for that, it's not normal for it to die. I don't have to pay for that. But breaking the leg is normal. So let me pay for the chayef that's normal.
But
that's
not the problem with that. It's not the problem
with
that it broke its leg.
It's
the problem that it died.
Who cares that it broke its leg? Right, let's see. Except for you, I think most people here are more comfortable with the Rabbeinu Yonasan. Am I right? Huh? Alright? Well, we'll see in a minute if you're not wrong. But one second. He brings in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, let's see. Let's take an Adam that fell into a bar test. And he died. So it comes out the same thing. If he broke his leg and died. So Chazon Ish is saying there's no reason to be a Mechalak. Rabbeinu Yonasan says, Yechayiv for the hezek, but not for the death. It's a bar test. But for the hezek, that Yechayiv, I have to remind you, Udash Yishar V'loy Adam, that a bar is pater on Adam, that's only if Adam dies, is a p'tor. But Adam is chuzik Yechayiv. So let's, if an Adam falls into a bar test, and breaks his leg and dies, let Rabbeinu Yonasan Yechayiv for the broken leg, pater for the death. What happens if Adam falls into a bar yud and dies? Adam falls to din. Adam falls into a bar that's 10 or more tefachim and he dies, what's the din? Shar v'lay Adam. The pater on Adam who dies. And there you're going to be pater l'gamri? I guess you'll have to say there also you pay for the hezek. So there also you pay for the hezek. Even though Shavuot Yadin is the night of a person dying in a bar, Chayra comes out there also that you chayav the hezek. Maybe yes. What?
Should be any less than
Shouldn't be any less than tes. Okay. could argue with you. In Tess, it's not normal to die. I pay the hazard. In Yod, it is normal to die. The Torah path me from dying. The hazard I should still pay.
Okay.
Well, I think the death is included in hazard. It's the change in value of the animal. A living animal is worth $1,000. How much is it worth now? So, if a dead animal is $100, I pay $900. That already includes the depreciation from the hazard. The hazard, a $1,000 animal with a broken leg is $500. It goes down to being dead, it's $100. I'm paying the entire amount. Paying the entire depreciation from its original value to its present value. That would include it. Let me tell you why the Mi'iri might make more sense. And I'll just remind you of a famous Gemara in the second parak, Taisus in the second parak. I think you all heard of the din of Mana Tefira Tavar. The din of Mana Tefira Tavar is the following din. Let's say somebody takes a glass vase and throws it off the 86th floor of the Empire State Building. It's on its way down. There's no question it's going to break. It's going to hit the pavement. There's no question in the world that it's going to break. It's sure that it won't break. On the way down, somebody on the 20th floor takes a baseball bat, and on the way down, he breaks. You know what the din is? The one who broke with the baseball bat. It's Pater. The expression is, Mana Tevira Tavar. He broke a broken keli. Even though the keli wasn't broken, it was whole. But long this, it was broken. Because it was thrown off the roof in a way that he can't be chayzi, he can't stop it. So when he broke it with the baseball bat, he's Pater. Mana Tevira Tavar. Okay, that's something we're going to have, I think, in this first Amid Beis, Chaf Amid Beis. No, in the first Amid Beis of the second parak. Now, what does the Mi'iri say? If an animal falls into a bar of nine and dies, you don't have to pay for the broken leg. So we're all up in the arms. It's not a mistaver. If it would not have died, I would have to pay for the broken leg. So now that it died, why should I be parted from the broken leg? That's what we didn't understand. However, it could be, and I don't know if this is what you were saying before, that no, this animal, when it fell into the bar and died, it's a mana tefira. Lamaisa, this animal was dying. This animal that fell in was going to die. Whatever medical reason it died. What? It's a bar test. But it died in the bar test. It died. I mean, I miss on the death.
Why? Because it's not
orphaned, though. It's not orphaned. But the bottom line, it was dying. The fact of the matter is...
Not an animal, though.
What?
If something's
going
to happen,
if
I sleep on it, it's
inevitable,
it's
going to
break.
Yeah. The reason I have to pick a case of inevitable is because I don't know... If I don't have a case of inevitable, since the guy broke with a baseball bat, how do you know it would have broken?
Exactly.
But in this case, you can't tell me that. So in this case, it saw it did die.
We don't know that.
It died. What do you mean? Know what it's like? Let's say someone threw something out of a third floor window. It might break, it might not break. Okay? I don't know. Glass vase will probably break anyway. Pick, what do you throw out? What do you kids throw out the window? Tell me. Huh? Cell phone. Throw a cell phone out of the third glass. Throw it out of the... Like when kids were little, we couldn't understand it. We used to get up in the morning, leave the house. There were always chicken bones on the front steps of our house. We couldn't understand. Why are chicken bones on the front steps of our house? Turned out, one of my kids, this little kid, he was 3 years old, he decided that we're throwing away the leftover chicken. It's a waste. The cats like it. So he used to go to his window, which is over the steps, and before he went to sleep at night, he snuck it out of the garbage and he dropped it on the front steps. Until we discovered it, it took a while. Until we found it. Kids are funny. Anyway, so Yossi's kid likes with cell phones. The cats also. Alright, so someone's throwing a cell phone out of a third floor window. And on the way down, Now, it may break, it may not break. Let's say on the way down, someone does a hezek to it. He doesn't ruin it. He does a slight hezek to it. But then when it falls on the ground, it totally shatters and breaks. Is the person going to be chayiv for the hezek he did? Is he going to be chayiv? It's not inevitable because I'm not a novi, I don't know what it's going to be. But if it's a gloy muslim afreya, that what I broke didn't cause any damage, didn't cause any loss.
Because,
well, it was definitely, it would have, well, it's a gloy muslim, it would have broken. I didn't cause it to fall with more force. I didn't cause it to fall with more force or less force. What I'm saying is, if an animal falls into a bar of tests, the broken leg is going mild and unmade. With dead animals, there's no difference broken leg or no broken leg. But dead animals are dead. But the Maisa was the falling. It's just, I'm not a Navi, you have to see what's going to happen. But the Maisa of the falling, it already took place. So that, if I want to understand the Meiri, which I think is a little Pashup Shem, why am I broken on the, why am I putter on the broken leg? Because the broken leg is a broken leg on an animal that's going to die. Now, I think the Chazanish is saying this, what I'm telling you now. He uses the word monotriya tovar. I don't know if he's saying it the way I'm saying. But that the reason it should be potter is because it's a broken leg on an animal that a broken leg doesn't matter. It's dead anyway. Now, it wasn't dead when the leg broke. But all these circumstances that led to its death were already in place. So that would be a tzad svara to explain why you put the legamri. What? Right. The misa is not the p'tur. That's true. However, the misa reveals a metzias. There's a metzias in this animal that broken leg doesn't make it worth less. If you have an animal that's in the middle of having a heart attack, and someone breaks its leg, he doesn't make it worth anything less. A fatal heart attack. Right? The animal is... whatever, the animal is sick, it's going to die. It's having a heart attack, it's going to die, or it has a disease, it's going to die. And right before it dies, someone breaks its leg. He didn't make it worth anything less. It could be mechaya for the death, only if it's a bar yet. What about being mechaya for the broken leg? The broken leg didn't cause a loss. Because a broken leg on an animal that's dying, it doesn't cause a loss. It's a good svar in the Miri. You might feel that Beni Yenis is more mustaber, but at least it's a mahalach in the Mi'iri. Why should we put the legami? Because you're not chayiv because you broke the leg, it's not a nice thing to do. You're chayiv, you broke the leg and you make it worth less. Its market value goes down. A broken leg on an animal that's dying doesn't make its market value go down. And this animal was dying. So it seems to me that the Mi'iri, even though in the first glance where Beni Yenis and seems to be more mistaken, you should pay something. But there's a way out to be able to explain the Shita Sami. Okay, let's get back to Pshat and the Gemara. Just one more question that I was thinking about. I was thinking about a Rashi and Chumash. Bucket, is it? It says that if a person is mazik another person, if he hits him, be'even oy be'egroif. Whether he hits him with a rock or with his fist. So Rashi says, why does the Torah say be'even oy be'egroif? I say, you hit him with a fist, a rock, what's the difference? So Rashi says that you're only chayiv on killing somebody. If Reuven killed Shimon, he's only chayiv if it was a maka sheyesh boy kidei lahamus, if he hit him with his fist, it has to be dumya de evan. Had to be a type of a blow that normally could kill. If someone hits someone else, punches him in a place or in a way that doesn't normally kill, he's pata femisa. Why is he pata femisa? That's not a mazik of killing. So if he hits him very hard, hits him in a spot that could kill him, he's tired. He hits him in a spot that can't kill him, he's puzzled. Let me ask you a question. Would you say, if they're learning this Rashi, that, if you hit him with the fist, a strong blow, that's an av. If you hit him with the fist, a soft blow, that's a toe. Would you say such a thing? Would it make sense to you? Yeah. Would anybody say such a thing? If you hit him very hard, that could kill him, that's an av. Give him a soft blow, that's a toe. Or za'av l'misa, za'av l'misikin. They're two separate categories. I wouldn't say such a thing. What? You would say it's two different categories? I would think it's one category. Other mamazi. Of course, it depends what you do. You know something? If you punch a window, you're not chayav hitting a person. So you hit the person, you hit the window. Right? It's all the mamazi. If you break a window, you could hit a person. No, if you hit a person and you give him a punch in the stomach, it doesn't kill him. If someone gives him a punch in the head, it could kill him. So you call one an av and one a mamazi. They're just two different ways of other mamazi. That's what I would think. And I never heard that anybody is going to have other mamazi in the next Gemara. It doesn't say, this is if you hit him very hard. It's an av, it's soft, it's no such thing. Why by Boer do we say, isn't bar 9 and bar 10 the same thing as a big bang? You hit him in the head, you hit him in the stomach. Isn't it the same thing? It's strange that bar tes and bar yud, we should say, oh, this is an ad, this is a told. Oh, the Gemara says, no, this is one ad, this is a separate ad. What is separate? It's the same thing as punching somebody, no? What's the difference? I would really say it's all one thing of bar. If unusual things happen, then you're potter. If normal things happen, then you're chayiv. That's what I would think. This kasha is a hagdama. Rabbi Yalei doesn't ask this kasha. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yalei, the way he learns pshat of the Gemara, answers it. Because that's the underlying problem with bar tes bar yud. Why call it two categories? Why call it two separate categories? One can kill, one can't kill. I don't know, let's say cats. Cats, I don't know, Matthias, but some they can't kill an adult. The cat kill an adult? Yes, but derech hateva, a cat can't kill an adult, right? So you say a cat is a separate mazik than a shar? A shar is yesh bekedei lohamis? A cat can be mazik. So you say a cat is a separate one? That makes sense. A shar could kill and a cat can't kill. You're going to make two different mazikim out of it. There are a lot of things like that. It's not the Dover Hoyle or the Svara. It's the same magic. Sometimes it's magic this much, sometimes it's magic that much. The Barry Leibs you cite, you get to his lungus. And you take away all the lungus in, what is the yusite of the piece in the Barry Leibs? The yusite is that there's an incorrect way of learning bar tes bar yud, and there's a correct way. The incorrect way, which is the first hashgacha, the difference in bar tes and bar yud, is to understand the first way I would think to learn, which he says is not correct, Landis, is to say, why is bar tes pater for misa? Because you're an onus legabe misa. Not normal? You're an onus legabe misa? And since you're an anus, that's why you're off the hook. That's one way to learn bar tes. Bar tes, the Gabi Misa, that's the way we explained it yesterday when we learned the Gemara. Bar tes, it's not normal for it to die. That's Rashi's Lush in the beginning of the Gemara. The Bekach Darkei Lahanis. 10 Tfachim is the Derech. So 10 is the Derech. 9, you're an anus, the Gabi Misa. Rabbi Yalev says that's wrong. That's not the correct explanation. The correct explanation is that it says in the Torah, Vahames Yalai, it says Yishalayim Vahames Yalai. We darshan Gzeres HaKosuf, that the bar that the Torah is talking about by Nisa is a bar yud. The Av is a bar yud. Why? Because the Torah said so, because it says in the Pasuk, Hamesi Yalai, and that Gezeres HaKosuv of the Shein Mazik of Bar is setting it up at a Shein Mazik of 10. The Rishonim explained the drush of Hamez. It says right before it, Balabar Yishalem Kesi Yashav Labalav VeHamez. So the drasha of the paying VeHamez Yalai, the connection, that's the drasha that you only pay for Misa if it's royal, if it's a bar. So Rabbi Yalev's Yisai is that the Torah's taich of this Mazik Lamisa, which is the parasha, is Yud. Ah, now you're talking a different story. Now you're talking Svaris of the cat and the shar. Now you're talking Zeres HaKasis. The Etzem bar, the Taich bar, is a bar that Yesh Begadei Lahanis. That is the Shema Mazik of 10. No. So there's a good Svara there. Maybe 10 is the Av, and 9 is a Tolda. So Gemara said a Svara, maybe 10 is the Av, 9 is a Tolda. Now it makes sense. It's not like a shar and a cat. A shar and a cat, that's all the Av. Question is, each thing, whatever is normal is normal, whatever is not normal is not normal. She'en ken. Here it's a pasuk, v'hameis. The av is the pasuk. So that's the av l'misa. So Gemara says no. Z'av l'misa, z'av l'nezivim. Gemara says you're right, you have to separate it. So we'll separate it. Who says there can't be parallel others? Finish it in the Gemara. But the reason to separate it is gzeiros hakasuv. Of the Hames Yelah. Now, if you look into the Gemara, when you read the Gemara here, take a look inside where the Gemara started. Gemara said, Ilema Av Yud told the Tess in the Havamila. The Gemara knew already at that point that only Tess is only Mazik and Yud is Mavis. Frankly, Gemara, loy test ksivi, loy yud ksivi. If the Gemara holy kasha, mesi aloy, kim lul rabban on yud abda nisa test loy ar, mizik and abda nisa loy ar. So to buy your leg, what changed from the Havamina to the Maskan? In the Havamina, it said that 9 doesn't kill and 10 does kill. In the Maskan, it says, kim lul rabban on yud abda nisa test mizik and abda nisa loy ar. What changed? What changed from the Havamina, and then where's the Kash, and where's the 10? So there's only one thing changed. The Metzius, the 10 kills, and 9, the Gemara knew that. What's the one thing that changed? What's the one thing that changed in the Maskana? The Pasuk, the Zeres HaKasuv. Gemara only changed one thing. It said, you think 9 is Pater because it's an Anus? No. The Amesia Lai, the Zeres HaKasuv. The Shein Mazik is only if it's 10. That's where it gets a Shein Mazik, Zeres HaKasuv. A bar that Torah is talking about for Nisa is a bar of 10. So we have here for the, I don't know how many times we had this, this is said again and again and again, that the Shein Mazik is what the Torah said. The Torah said, HaMesi Aloi, the Shein Mazik is 10. You want to be Mechai of 9? Call it a Tolda, call it a separate Av, find me a reason. But it's not the same thing. Bar Yud is a pasuk, is a gzeiros hakasuv. Okay, let's get back to the last case we spoke about at the end of Shir yesterday. Yesterday, I asked you a question. An animal that's lying down, igandur, is the lashon of the Gemara later, the guy that rolls into a bar. From the edge of the bar to the bottom of the bar is 10. Habata, it bangs its head in a full of 10. Misa is normal. It falls itself a bang of 9. Misa is not normal. Now, the question was, why is the animal standing? Its head is 4 tefachim off the ground. And it falls into a bar that's 6 deep. It's a habata of 10. Should it be chayim? So what do you say? So what do you say? Should be chayiv for misa in such a case? No, why not? It fell a bank of 10. What? The Avir? That's only according to Rav, who holds Havlagar. According to Shmuel, which is the way we passed it, that the Chabata is the danger. It should be just as long as the Chabata of 10. What?
The head
fell 10 tefachim.
The head didn't fall 10.
The head fell 6. The head fell 10. It's standing in the normal way. Its head is 4 tefachim off the ground. It's walking down the street. I don't know. I never measured animals, but let's say it's 4 tefachim off the ground. I think the Gemara uses that number. And then it fell into the bar. So it's kedarka. It's walking down the street. It falls into a bar, and its head went from here, bang, to there. And it fell into a bar of 6. It fell 10, it's normal for it to die. You can't tell me. Yeah, but it didn't fall standing in the bar. It fell, its head hit the ground at a bar. When it fell in, its head fell all the way down. Right? It doesn't walk in full standing. It walks and fell. If it falls standing, it's not going to get killed. And it falls the head. Right? So it should be chayiv. So everyone seems to assume the answer is no. The truth is, it's a sugya nun aleph, and la halacha what's a maskanas a sugya to machlekes rishonim. The Rama holds that you chayiv as long as the head fell 10. It's a chabata of 10 in a normal way. I told you yesterday, if the animal is walking on stilts and it falls with a chabata of 10, since it's not normal for animals to walk on stilts, it's not going to be fine. But the Shitas HaRama, which the Rabbi Yalei brings in the Torah quotes the Rama, it's a chayiv taka. It's a bank of 10. So no. So it comes out, if you dig a bar of 6, since it's normal for animals to walk with the head at 4 tefachim above the ground, you have to do a shmir chamisa. Because a normal animal that's walking down the street will have a chabata of yud. That's what he's saying. Now, it could be, if it's not normal for giraffes to walk down the street, you know, be chayiv for that. But I'm saying, well, something that's normal. Let's say it's normal for an ox to walk down the street, and an ox is 4 tefachim off the ground. So for that, you bechayiv in a shmir. So the Ramah says, yitata chayiv. The Rajba says no. The Rajba says a different shot in the Gemara. The Rajba says you're part. If the bar isn't 10, you're part. But my plea to you, Zakt, Rabbi Yalei, they're arguing in these two ways to learn our sugya. Rabbi Yalei calls the incorrect way, and what he calls the correct way. In other words, I can't say it's incorrect. We're saying the Ramah learned that way. The Ramah learned, why is a bar test potter? How did the Ramah learn? Why is a bar of 9 potter for Misa? Can figure it out. No. Why is the bar test part of Greater Rama? It's your ninth. It's not normal to die. That's why the Rama says, in this case, you're not a ninth. It is normal to die. An animal four tefachim off the ground, this is normal to die. So in this case, it's hakechayim. The Rashba learns what Rabbi Yalei holds is correct, which is that last. So why is the bar 9 potter? Why? Zeres HaKosim. Zeres said so. Zeres HaKosim, if the bar is not yud, there's no such magic of bar lamisa. Memela, you can tell me a story that its head fell. Well, that's not the bar the Torah is talking about. The Torah gave a shear. Just like the Torah gave a shear of a kezayis if you eat matzah. And the Torah gave a shear of 40 saw for a mikveh. The Torah gave a shear of 10 tefachim for a bar that kills. Whatever you're going to tell me, it doesn't change it. You have to have the shame mazik of the Torah, which is a bar of 10 tefachim. The Meilos of Rabbi Yalei, that's why the Raj Bashita is fine. The Black Bashita. That's why he holds that on a bar yud, in such a case where the head fell, it's taka potter. Because the point isn't that you have to be an Imus. The point is that you have to be a... if you're not nichlam, it's zeres hakasuv. That's a different story. It's matam gezeres hakasuv. Vayilei brings the Lashon HaRambam also that says it's Xeris HaKasut. The Rambam says in Perkei Beis Halacha Yud that a bar is loved after a bar. A bar could be a pit, could be a pile of earth, it could be anything. So the Gemara Loma Nema, Dr. Rambam, Loma Nema bar. Why did the Torah pick the Moshul of bar? Achiyehebe kidei lahamis oimik yutfach. The Torah picked the example of bar. It could have picked the example of a briefcase. Why did it pick bar? So why did it tell me this is Eres HaKosev achiyehebe yutfach? So there's a raya taka from the bar, from the Moshul of Rambam to this. Well, he's calling the correct shot that there's a pasuk that you're talking. Okay, so this is our contribution for the time being to the Mazik of Bar. There are a lot of Yiddish in the Mazik of Bar, but this, at least for Gabi Bar Tes Bar Yud, this is the idea. Let's finish Bar. The bottom Gemara, I think we read it yesterday. I'm the student of Asayish Nichem Bershah Sarab Bezikur. Hechidam, Idafkirinu, Ben Rabbi Shmuel Henubar. Hefker, that's a chabar. Idolai Afkirinu. Ila Shmuel, Dama Kulam, Abayi Lamanu, Vaita Hainubar. Ila Rab, Dama Kulam, Ishare Lamanu, Hainu Shar. Which Shar? According to Rabbi, he says, Kulam, Ishare Lamanu. If you put your briefcase in the street and you mafker it, and you're not mafker it, and someone gets hurt, that's the same as Shar. Which Shar? Is it Shane? Not Shane. It's not Regel. Karen. Tysus says, hi to Karen. First two words of Tysus. That means that according to Rav, if you leave your briefcase in the street, and someone stumbles on and gets hurt, that would be an extension of Karen. Does Karen have to be Kavanos Elahazik? Karen has to be Mishana. This is Mishana. You left your thing alone on the street. Does Karen have to be Kavanasi Lahazik? We declared the other when we were talking about Karen. Is it a characteristic of Karen, Kavanasi Lahazik? Well, what's from here? What's the rabbi from here? If you leave your briefcase in the middle of the street, I'm sure it's Karen. Kavanasi Lahazik? When people leave their briefcase. What? When people leave their briefcase in the middle of the street? It's not Kavanos HaLahazik. When somebody sticks out his leg and trips someone, that's Kavanos HaLahazik. When he just leaves his package in the middle of the street, Kavanos HaLahazik? No, I don't think so. And this Gemara, it's mashma, that Karen doesn't have to be Kavanos HaLahazik. However, or Ruachayim for that matter. However, Tosfos is the kasha. If you look in the top Tosfos, that's really Tosfos kasha. The third line, in Taima, Hechi gami mishar. Ma'alakar shekem balchayim. The kavanos elahazim. So from Tosfos Kashi, you see Tosfos, you see mamish v'ker. See, Tosfos holds that Karen has to be kavanos elahazim. Tosfos is the Kashi, and he says, oh, you talk it's not Karen. It's a combination of bar and Karen. What's the get to our original clear in the beginning of the year? If Karen needs kavanos elahazim, the Pashas HaGemara is you don't need. But from Tosfos Kashi, we see you don't need it. Shunna, everyone holds that Karen has to be Mishunna. Every mazik has some characteristic that hopefully nobody argues about, otherwise it makes things very hard. So Karen, that is Mishunna, I don't believe anybody argues about.
See, the second
type
is
the type of
dog
walking
that job.
Which
type is? Mine type is the same, that doesn't have to be every single
Taisus in the second Taisus Mamaincha is not unique to Bar. It applies to Asia also. That's what Taisus is saying. But this is a characteristic which is true of two Mazik and not one. Is that what he says? He says Mamaincha is loved after a characteristic of Bar. It applies to Asia too, but it places. They're saying two Mazik can share one characteristic. It would be the only characteristic that would be a problem. But just like Shane and Karen share the characteristic, both of them are Balei Chayim, so Eish and Bar share the characteristic of No, they both share that it doesn't have to be Mamayimcha. That's what you mean. You mean the Lavdaka Mamayimcha.
You see that all the same things that the Mishnah
has to be,
you see that they
start saying the Hakam.
Well,
Mamayimcha is Lavdaka. Does that mean the whole Mishnah is Lavdaka? No, but you have to find a right in the
place
of the Kasha. Well, if his Kasha is a right, why not? What's the Kasha? Well, it places to ask, how can you say Avnei Skin of Messiah is Shar? It's not Mishnah. Rav is coming along, he's asking him, I if he did a show of Karen. That place of Karen has to be covered as a line. Tosis didn't answer what you answered.
Why
that's
one lata?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. How do you know when it's that? I don't know how you know. But there's certainly some characteristics that are dafka. If you say all the characteristics are lata, you end up with nothing. So. At any rate, that's the end of bar. The Gemara says, "Ma'ishna bar shkent tzlosa esna hezik ma'main so shemasna lecha and yam shlosa hezik ma'ishna esna lecha." I was told the bar to bar. He came to Papa. I told the mother. We go on to the next mazik. We're going from mazik to mazik and learning a little about every mazik. So the next one is maveh. What is maveh? My new. Yilish mul damer maveh zeshein. We talked about that already. Who kimda told the dushen kishay. So we must be talking like Rav. Damer maveh ze adam. The maveh is Adam, so now the maveh is Adam, we have to go to figure out what's a tolda of Adam. Starting the new sugya. We already know the tolda of Keren, Shane, Regel, and Bar. Now we go to Adam and Mazik. So the Gemara declares, what's the tolda of Adam? My ovis who my told us is Ben. Chikema av neyar told the Yashem. So Gemara starts that an awake person is an av, and a sleeping person is a Yashem, is a Telda. What does it mean a sleeping? It means a sleeping person who's mazik. How is a sleeping person mazik? What? He sleepwalks. A sleeping person sleepwalks, he stretches, he turns over in his sleep. However it is, Yerushalmi says he turns over in his sleep, he rolls over, and he breaks something. That is Yashay. So the Gemara, so what happens? What's the din if someone's sleeping and he's mazik? We see quote from the Gemara. It's chayiv. The Gemara's not having him, he's fucking. Gemara says a sleeping person is chayiv. And for the Gemara, Hatanan, or the Mudlailam, Ben Arben Yay, Ben Yashay. What's the kasha? Vatanan. What's the kasha? Vatanan. Other mudlas. What's the kasha? Maybe one's an av, one's a tolda. What? So I think Tosis explains the pshat in the Gemara. Tosis vatanan. Other mudlailam. Loi porich the Yashem nami have a av. Gemara doesn't mean to say that Yashem is a av. The Baruch Levi Gemara pei keitzah. Well, lemaisi yachakor. Elamaisi dabaki yaitzaba. Tosis says the Gemara is accepting the av is neyar and the tolda is Yashem. Just the Gemara is asking is ki yaitzaba. That's what Tosis learned the Gemara's kasha. And the other Rishayim were different. I don't know, but the pasuk pshat. Is that like Tosis says? I mean, Pashup Shat. The Pshat is that before anything, I'd like to mention before we get into the halachas of this. When I learned this Gemara, I was reminded of an interesting psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a psak they bring l'gabei dinei sukkah that. The way this story is printed, there was a shaila in a place where the yeshiva, where I don't know what guys were doing in yeshiva sukkahs, but where they had a sukkah, and there wasn't enough room for everyone to sleep in the sukkah. So Shlomo Zalman writes to them that he has an eitzah. Let some people go to sleep in the sukkah, and after they fall asleep, you pull them out, and you go to sleep there. And he knows how yeshiva guys sleep. You can pull them out, right? Without waking them up, I guess. I don't know. And his chiddush is, once a person falls asleep, he has been shaita. He has no seichel. and he's part of the sukkah. The only chayiv in sukkah calls him out, you're fully asleep. Once you fell asleep, Shlomo Zalman holds, this is a letter, I think it's printed in the Chuvas also in the Mechush Leimai, that once you fall asleep, you're part. I think, as a matter of fact, he's quotes it back from Yishol Leibdiskin, if I'm not mistaken, that a sleeping person has a din of a shaita, and a shaita is potter misukah, so then you can pull him out and you go to sleep. Or a more normal type thing would be, let's say you go to sleep in the sukkah, and your mother's afraid it's going to rain. You tell your mother, listen, I'm going to sleep. Once I fall asleep, you can roll off the, you know, roll up the cover, and then you become a shaita. It's a problem. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to go back to sleep, you have to open it again. But anyway, this is Shlomo Zalman's pshat. A sleeping person has a shaita, and he had some raya to this Gemara, Stira, a shaita whose mazik is potter. Did you ask him wrong? No. A shaita whose mazik is potter. You say a sleeping person has a din mazik, a din sli, a din shaita.
That would mean a shaita.
What?
That would mean a shaita, what would you
say? What he means is that when you're sleeping, you have no das. See, that the Torah is not machayim your mitzvahs when you're asleep. The person is asleep, he's not machayim your mitzvahs.
You mean a din shaita?
So why are you potter from sukkah? Why would I be put from a mitzvah if not for the fact? I don't understand. If I'm walking down the street and I don't know what's happening, you're not allowed to throw shatnez on my back, even if I'll never realize it. The fact that I don't know it, it's still an avera. I'm just no. The fact that I don't know it is not a p'tor. I'm not mechuyim the mitzvah. See, I'm not mechuyim. I don't know. His lashon, his word is that he's a sheik. A sheik. That's sure. What do you say?
He's
saying very good. But what do you mean? What do you mean? Are you right? Oh, so chayyur, that's how we have to learn. You're not chayyur for what you did when you were sleeping. You're chayyur because when you went to sleep, you shouldn't have gone to sleep in a way that in the middle of your sleep you would break something. It's a chayyur shmira, which chayyur is a good pshat. It goes back to our klar day number one. Why is a mazik chayyur? He's chayyur because of what he did, or he's chayyur because he failed to be shomer properly from doing it? Chayyur. That'll be an answer. He's taka when he goes to sleep, he's a sheik. What are you going to sleep next to Caleb? You're going to sleep next to Caleb in a way that people will roll over and break it. So that you're chayiv because you went to sleep such a way.
So
if a guy goes sleepwalking, unless it's his normal behavior, but let's say it's unusual behavior, so he should be parking. What? In sukkah, he has a chiyuv to go to sleep in such a night. And nothing. No, the difference is that by a mazik, you chayiv for the result of your hezek. The result of my lack of shmirah was a hezek. I'm not chayiv. Let's say the person went to sleep at 12, and at 12:15 he was mazik. He's not chayiv for what he did at 12:15, but that is possible. What he did at 12, when he went to sleep that way, that's what he's chayiv. By a person who goes to sleep in a sukkah at 12 o'clock, there's nothing to chayiv for. At 12:15, there's likely nothing to chayiv for. There's no reason, the Torah wasn't chayiv, the Torah was chayiv in a shmirah to make sure he ends up in a sukkah when he's sleeping, and he pays it. When the aveira is the result, I have a chayiv shmirah. I don't have to be in a sukkah when I'm a shayiv. By hezek, the result of the hezek, that's chayim.
Okay,
so. Kaidim. Shiyam.
What do you mean?
So, I said, Bashir said, the bayim is. If this is a case where the ending einus was a result of his original shia, which we understand it is valid, yeah. So we're found. The shia causes the einus, the shia doesn't. The only thing is, it'll come out if you're right, Yossi. It will come out. What happens if I go to sleep? And after I fall asleep, someone puts kalim next to me. Then I should be potter. Is that true? Is it true? So look at Tosfos on Daf Dalit. Tivin Dekayif. You don't have to know the shaychus to the sugya. Yerushalmi Yesh. The Yoshei Loi Mechayiv Ela Kishehishkiv Atzmai Eitzel HaKalim. If when he was, when he went to lie down, he lied down next to the kalim. Avolim Yoshei. There, Heviu Kalim Etzloi the Shavran Potter. The Hain Garam Amoy, we shouldn't have put it there. So it's Regish Mach, it fits in very well. Taisus Taka says, and we get to Daf Dalet, we'll talk about this place of Arichus. The way we're understanding Taisus now, Adam Amazik Yashay Nishayiv, not because when he was sleeping, because he went to sleep that way. So he just said a Chiddush. Let's say I have a Bar Mitzvah boy, it's going to be Bar Mitzvah tonight. And he goes to sleep before Shkia, next to Caleb. And then after Laila, he rolls over and breaks Caleb. What's going to be the din? What? So it's going to come out, according to your Chiddush, that he's Potter. Because if his Chiddush would be for breaking the Caleb, he was already Bar Mitzvah when he broke the Caleb. However, we're saying his Chiddush is because he should have gone to sleep next to the Caleb. But he went to sleep, he was only 12. So he'll be Potter. I bet you can't find this case in the Shulchan Aruch. My Adam was man and maid. But the Shulchan Aruch. The L'chaira would come out this way. So it hit me that I should look. They printed now Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Sefer on Bava Kama. So I figured, let me pull it out. Let's see. So Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting piece on this Gemara. He doesn't start along the lines I was talking about. But he has the following very interesting, it's a very interesting Rambam Bechlam. The Rambam is done, I'm not telling you this, that it should ever be Lamaisa. The Rambam is done the following Shaiva. If a man's wife is washing the dishes, and she breaks a dish, is she mechuyev to pay? No, the husband's dishes. The wife broke the husband's dishes. She mechayev to pay. She chayev and didn't tell her. If she has her own money, she can't pay. A woman comes into marriage with money, it's her money. It's a mistake. People think it's the husband's money. You all know it's not. Her money blights her money. So if she breaks the keli, or more expensive, if she's driving the car, if she gets into an accident, that's her fault, let's say. So she has to pay. Is that true? So the Rambam says that it's really true, but there's a takana mishum shalom bayis that you can't be tevei your wife for things that she does. They said Rambam. It's not a Musa sefer, shalom bayis sefer, Rambam in halacha. He says to the tiktu chazal, I don't know where that chazal comes from, that mishum shalom bayis, you can't be tevei your wife when she mourns on Kerem, when she breaks Kerem. So they state in Rambam. Zot deraivid. Interesting, right? But derived, no, you know why she's potter? She's potter, make her idea. The halacha is a shomer that borrows something, a shayel that borrows something is potter if want, if by love imay. Zeres hakasuf, shomer or a shayel that borrows something and by love imay. If you buy them all with you, then you're potter. If you borrow something and the owner of the keli is working for you, you're off the hook. He says every husband is, every woman has bai lo v'imai, the husband's working for her. The husband's working for her. He's mishubit to her. He's mishubit to earn a parnasa for her, to take care of her. It's always bai lo v'imai. So you're potter, mi'ikaret. As I said, what's fair with this ragged? Besides that, it sounds strange to everybody. But technically, there's nothing to say. Bailo Vimai, Bailo Vimai. What's strange about it? What's strange about Baal Abimai? See, you're all thinking the wrong way. You're thinking about husbands, wives. But the shirk has nothing to do with husbands and wives. Baal Abimai is a patur in what? By mazik, is there a patur of Baal Abimai? If someone's working for me and I break his kelim, I have a patur? What? Is she a shayel? Yeah, she's a shayel, but she was mazik it. If someone borrows my thing, and they're mazik it. Well, a shomer that's mazik is a mazik, not a shomer. If somebody borrows something from me and he takes a sledgehammer and breaks it, he'll say, Baal Avimai, you think he'll be potter? Not true. What? So Zakir Shlomo Zalman, we see that there's a difference in mazik between a mazik whose mazik b'mezit and a mazik that's mazik b'shogeg. The wife presumably didn't purposely break it. If you're mazik b'mezit, you chayev al mazik. But if you're mazik not b'mezit, your chiyev is because you failed to do a proper shmira. Your chiyev is because you failed to do a proper shmira, and that's the case. The wife was mazik, not b'mezit. She just failed to do a proper shmira. She failed to do a proper shmira. Then the chiyuv is that's failing to do a proper shmira. Zakum shalom is almin. That's pshat in the ravid, and that's the klal. Odom amazik b'mezik could be a separate din, but not b'mezik. Yechayev for lack of shmira. Kumtois. He brings a little more, just like, but he plugs it into our gemara that a yoshein is chayiv, he's takin learns of lack of shmira. The yashin in Agamara is not mazik ben mezit, is mazik b'shegeg or b'ainis, whatever you want to call it. The sleeping person is not mazik ben mezit. He takin learns shat in Agamara that a yashin why chayiv, not because of the maisa hezik, because of the lack of shmira, like you are saying, of going to sleep in a way that's a failure in shmira. So Shlomo Zalman is taka learning pshat in this Gemara. He brings some Rabbi Chanan, I think. He's taka learning pshat in our Gemara the way we were saying. Now, why is the Yashin chayiv? The Yashin is chayiv because he went to sleep that way. For the failure of Shmira when he went to sleep. That's the chi of Yashin. If you learn the Gemara that way, Mimele, the other of Shlomo Zalman, there's a shait that falls away, like you were saying, because when you went to sleep in a way that it was a failure of Shmira. So this is the way that he learns this Gemara. Right, tomorrow we're going to finish, hopefully, start to finish. Adam Amazik is a big sugya here. I'll refer you to two Maramachimis. First of all, there's an Igris Maisha, a very Yosaidistic Igris Maisha. It's in the Cheshev Ishmet Chevet Simit Tzadik Ches on Pshat in Kichev Niyai, here in the Gemara. Kichev Niyai coming up. On Igros Maishe Simit Tzadik Ches, and on Yashin, if you take out the Cheshev Mishpat, Simit Tov Chof Beis, the very end of Cheshev Mishpat, the Nachas Tzvi, which is Pesach Tshuva's Pilpul, he has a piece on it. If you don't find it there, the Stifler in the beginning of Simit Tzayin says the same Nekudas. So those are the two Nekudas and Adam HaMazik in the Cheshev for tomorrow.